Welcome to all the precious family that are joining us in the room, for those that will be listening later on recording and other devices. Have a blessing, everyone, on this March 21st, 2026. This is part 3 of our review of chapter 31, entitled A Day of Judgment. I hope everyone can see the presentation in the room, dear ones. And we are going to ask our dear brother to be able to share with us the Tiny Talk team hymn entitled, The Judgment Has Been Set. This judgment has set. And the hymn number is 416.
The judgment has set. The books have been opened. How shall we stand in that great day, when every thought and word and action God the righteous judge shall weigh? How shall we stand in that great day? How shall we stand in that great day? Shall we be found before him wanting, or with our sins all washed away? The work is begun with those who are sleeping. Soon will the living here be tried. Out of the books of God's remembrance, his decision to abide. How shall we stand in that great day? How shall we stand in that great day? Shall we be found before him wanting, or with our sins all washed away? Oh, how shall we stand that moment of searching, when all our sins those books reveal? When from that court each case decided shall be granted no appeal. How shall we stand in that great day? How shall we stand in that great day? Shall we be found before him wanting, or with our sins all washed away? Thank you.
Amen. Welcome to all the precious family that are just joining us. I hope and pray everyone can see the presentation. We are going to ask any one of the little ones, by the help of their parents or elder sibling, to open the review section with prayer. May you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
Sabbath blessings, everybody. Thank you, God, for the Sabbath day. Please protect the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shall thy labor and do all thy work, and the seventh day the Sabbath of the Lord. Please protect the people that's in the Sabbath and the people that enjoy the Sabbath. Please protect the new things that we're going to learn in the review. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, dear little sister. It's story time for our review lesson. So let's have a listening ears, dear one. For our dear brother will be able to share part 3 of our chapter 31 entitled A Day of Judgment in our storybook, The Story of Jesus.
Hello, good morning. The Bible verses for our lesson are taken from the following books. Genesis, 2 Peter. Maybe some others. And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. Genesis 5, 2, 6, 5, I mean. And 2 Peter 3, 5, for this they willingly are ignorant of, that by the word of the Lord of God the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of the water and in the water. Verse 6, whereby the world that then was, being overflowed with water, perished. Second Peter 3:6, but the heavens and the earth, which are now by the same word, are kept in store, reserved unto fire against the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men. First Thessalonians 5:3. For when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them, as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape.
Gina, te tiene que quitar de ahí, porque ya se iba a hablar.
God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. Genesis 6:5. It was because of their wickedness that the people of that time were destroyed. Now, how could they have been more wicked than they are today? I don't know. Men are doing the same things today. Gluttony, intemperance, untamable passions, evil practices are filling the earth with wickedness. In Noah's day, the world was destroyed by water. God's word teaches that it is now to be destroyed by fire. By the word of God, the world that then was, being overflowed with water, perished. But the heavens and the earth, which are now by the same word, are kept in store, reserved unto fire against the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men. 2 Peter 3, 5 to 7. The people before the flood mocked at God's warnings. They called Noah a fanatic and an alarmist. Great and learned men declared that such a flood of waters as he foretold had never been known, and that it would never come. Couldn't come. Today, God's word is little heeded. Men laugh at its warnings. Multitudes are saying, all things continue as they were from the beginning of the world. There is nothing to fear. At this very time, destruction is coming. While men ask in scorn, where is the promise of his coming? The signs are fulfilling. When they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them, and they shall not escape. 1 Thessalonians 5:3. This is taken from the story of Jesus, page 181. Thank you for listening. Participate.
Amen. Thank you so much, dear brother. Before we go to the review question, we will continue with part 4 of our lesson entitled A Day of Judgment in our Tiny Tot lesson book, The Story of Jesus, on March 28, 2026. Now I'll pass it back to our dear brother before we can be able to play 1 Thessalonians 5:23-24, King James Version, taken from Scripture Song Singer in the section Prayer of our closing scripture.
God of peace, sanctify you wholly, and I pray, God, your whole spirit and soul, spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Faithful is he that calleth you, who also will do it. 1 Thessalonians 5:23-24, faithful is he.
Now I'm going to hand it back to our dear brother for the review.
Right. Three questions and a bonus question. Why were the people in Noah's day destroyed?
The answer to number one is it was because of their wickedness.
Wickedness. Wickedness. What's wickedness? It's a violation of God's law. What four things are filling the earth with wickedness?
The answer to number two is gluttony, impurity,
intemperance,
untamable, passions, evil practices.
Yes. Even some people who profess to be God's followers get intemperate occasionally and become gluttons. We used to say glutton for gluten because Adventists didn't used to eat meat. And then they made an imitation called gluten. What two things did the people call Noah?
A fanatic and a alarmist.
A fanatic and an alarmist, yes. The bonus question is, while men ask and scorn, where is the promise of his coming? What is happening?
The sins
are fulfilling.
Yes, the signs are fulfilling. What signs were they? Jesus said, wars and rumors of wars, famines and pestilence and earthquake and all over the place. Do you hear any of that today? Yeah, we sure do. The signs are fulfilling. Thank you for participating.
Amen. Good job, little ones. And remember, how shall we stand in the great day? How shall we stand in the great day? Shall we be found before him wanting? Oh, with our sins all washed away. We are going to ask any one of the elder siblings, mommies or daddies, or even any one of our guests to open a review family section of our study. May you unmute your mic, dear ones.
Sabbath blessings, everybody. Thank you, God, for waking us up for this morning, and please protect us. Please protect me and the people who are here and the people who are not here. Please protect the people who are sick and the people who are not sick. Please protect the people who are listening to the recordings and people who are watching this on TV, people who are either on their phone or iPad. Please protect us as we're going to learn about new things during this Sabbath or old things that we did not that we didn't get to see. Please protect everybody that I know. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, dear sister. It is time for our tiny tots and parents to review what they have learned from last lesson from Sabbath. From God creation through nature, we are still in our topic, Moments of the Bible. So this Sabbath, boys and girls, we will go over part one of our fifth topic from last Sabbath in the nature segment entitled Walking on Water. And our dear brother Josh will be the one to share.
God bless you, everyone. Here's today's our review for last week's lesson. This is our review of our topic, Animals of the Bible, taken from Family Bible Lesson, SBL Year 2, Quarter 4, Lesson 10, walking on water. The Bible verses for our nature segment review of Lesson 10, entitled Walking on Water, our opening scripture is taken from Isaiah 43:2. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee, and through the rivers they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. In Matthew 14:30-31 says, but when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, he cried, saying, Lord, save me. Immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him, and said to him, O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt? And here on our left we read, A Lion's Life. Where is the dwelling of the lion, and the feeding place of the young lion? Where the lion, even the old lion, walked in the lion's whelp, and none made them afraid. The lion did tear in pieces enough for his whelps, a strangle for his lions, filled his holes with prey, and his dens with ravens for prey. Nahum 2:11-12. Now memory verse for today, and one last week, Isaiah 43:2. It says, when thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee, and through the rivers they shall not overflow. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. And the character quality of the entire study and whole story is thankfulness versus ingratitude. Thankfulness is the expression of gratitude to God and to others for how they have benefited one's life. Here will be the here in nature segment. Our fifth topic review is a line is number 5, A Lion's Life. We'll be reading about the spiritual insight before the nature lesson. Here, walking with Jesus. But while the billows talk with death, Peter lifts his eyes from the angry waters and fixing them upon Jesus cries, Lord, save me. Immediately Jesus grasps the outstretched hand, saying, O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt? Walking by his side, Peter's hand in that of his master, they stepped into the boat together. But Peter was now subdued and silent. He had no reason to boast over his fellows, for through unbelief and self-exaltation, he had very nearly lost his life. When he turned his eyes from Jesus, his footing was lost, and he sank amid the waves. When trouble comes upon us, how often we are like Peter. We look upon the waves instead of keeping our eyes fixed upon the Savior. Our footsteps fly and the proud waters go over our souls. Jesus did not bid Peter come to him that he should perish. He does not call us to follow him and then forsake us. Fear not, he says, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name. Thou art mine. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee, and through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee, for I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Savior. Isaiah 43:1-2, and it was our pages, page 381-382. And below this message is this picture of the sunset. We say we must keep our eyes on Jesus. Hebrews 12:2, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. How thankful Peter was to have Jesus there to help him. And below is a message from a very famous as person in history. So much has been given to me, I have no time to ponder over that which has been denied. Written by Helen Keller. And here in Remind, things you can do while you remember today's lesson. 1, as you work together as a family, let your chores remind you of your lesson. 2, as you walk beside father and mother to get the mail, pick garden produce, or go to the vegetable and fruit stands, remember how Jesus and Peter walked hand in hand, side by side, back to the boat. 3, if God helps you to do something nice or special, pray for grace not to become proud of it, remembering Peter's fall. Hear and reinforce activities you can do to help you remember today's lesson. 1, look for mammals in your guidebook to identify them. 2, sing the hymn Jesus Calls Us. If you don't know the song, you're free to learn from it. Learn how to sing it. 3, take a pad and pencil and sketch a picture of your cat, if you have a picture of a cat. But if you don't have a cat, you're free to look online at pictures or even go to some places like a pet store to see a real cat and draw it. 4, pride has more than one meaning. What are they? Those you can illustrate with a picture. Which kind of pride did Peter have? 5, draw a map of the territory you usually live in. And 6, say your memory verse. Your remarkable parent food. Now Peter's voice is heard vehemently protesting, although all shall be offended, yet will not I. In the upper chamber he had declared, I will lay down my life for thy sake. Jesus had warned him that he would that very night deny his Savior. Now Christ repeats the warning, verily I say unto thee, that this day, even this night, before the cock crow twice, thou shalt deny me thrice. But Peter only spake the more vehemently, if I should die with thee, I will not deny thee in any wise. Likewise also said they all. Mark 14:29-31. In their self-confidence, they denied the repeated statement of him who knew. They were unprepared for the test. When temptation should overtake them, they would understand their own weakness. When Peter said he would follow his Lord to prison and to death, he meant it, every word of it. He did not know himself. In his heart were elements of evil that circumstances would fan into life. Unless he was made conscious of his danger, these would prove his eternal ruin. The Savior saw in him a self-love and assurance that would overbear even his love for Christ. Much of infirmity of unmortified sin, carelessness of spirit, a sanctified temper, heedlessness in entering into temptation had been revealed in his experience. Christ's solemn warning was a call to heart searching. Peter needed to distrust himself and have a deeper faith in Christ. Had he in humility received the warning, he would have appealed to the shepherd of the flock to keep his sheep. When on the Sea of Galilee he was about to sink, he cried, Lord, save me. Matthew 14:30. Then the hand of Christ was outstretched to grasp his hand. So now, if he had cried to Jesus, save me from myself, he would have been kept. But Peter felt that he was distrusted and he thought it cruel. He was already offended and he became more persistent in his self-confidence. The Desire of Ages, pages 673-674. The difference between the impulse of faith and the test of reality came to Peter. It was quickly manifest. For looking at the turbulent waves, Peter became afraid and cried out, Lord, save me. In the conflict between sight and faith, faith went out and fear came in. The waters began to engulf him. His eyes left the master and were upon the surging waves. But Jesus saved him, as he never leaves his own. What lesson did Peter gain from this experience? Never to take your eyes off Christ and focus upon others or the difficulty of failing you. Let's learn more of the 3 tiles Satan has that shows his hatred against God's people in our review, the Holy Bible, the Spirit of Prophecy, and other books. Satan has 3 tiles that shows his hatred against God's people. 1 is a dragon to show his malice. 2, a serpent to show his subtlety. And 3, a lion to show his strength. a verse where a dragon showed his malice. Dragon, noun, Latin, Greek, and grammar. One, a kind of winged serpent, much celebrated in the romances of the Middle Ages. Two, a fiery shooting meteor or imaginary serpent, swift ye dragons of the night, that dawning may bear the raven's eye. Three, a fierce, violent person, male or female, as this man or woman is a dragon. Four, a constellation of the northern hemisphere. See Draco. Draco here is a constellation that's supposed to be a dragon. At least that's what the Greek astronomer thought he was supposedly looked like. Draco, noun, sea dragon. One, in astronomy, a constellation of the northern hemisphere containing, according to Flamsteed, 80 stars. Two, a luminous exhalation from marshy ground. Three, a genus of animals of two species, sea dragon. In scripture, dragon seems sometimes to signify a large marine fish or serpent, spoken of in Isaiah 27:1, where the Leviathan is also mentioned, also Psalm 74:13. Sometimes it seems to signify a venomous land serpent, spoken in Psalm 91:13. The dragon shalt thou trample underfoot. It is often used for the devil, who is called the old serpent, Revelation 22. Here the official meaning, dragon, noun, a genus of animals, the Draco. They have four legs, a cylindrical tail, and membranaceous wings, radiated like the fins of a fly fish. Information from the Webster's Dictionary. Here from one of my books about astronomy, to use your magnitude measuring tool. Look at a constellation through your magnitude tool. If a star can be seen through hole number one, that star is a first magnitude star. If you can see a star through the hole number two, that star is a second magnitude star, etc., down to the fifth magnitude. Here's where Draco's was supposed to be, right between the Big Dipper and Little Dipper. People in the northern hemisphere can use the four stars in the head of the constellation Draco, or dragon, to check their tool. The brightest star in Draco is a first magnitude star. The second brightest is a second magnitude. The next brightest is a third magnitude. The next brightest is a fourth magnitude. There are also four stars in the Great Bear constellation. That can be used in the same way. Southern skywalkers can use Centaurus with stars ranging magnitude from 0.27 to 5. Information from the Stars and Constellations, page 43. Here, a dragon scripture and spirit prophecy in some of the books where dragon is mentioned. Dragons. The beast with lamb-like horns, spoken in Revelation 13, 11 to 17, speaking as great controversy, page 441 to 2. Determined war against commandment keepers, testimonies in the church, volume 8, page 117. Great red of Revelation 12, and 7 file commentary, page 972. It is not in heaven, early writings, page 92. Primarily represents Satan, great controversy, page 438. Secondarily symbolizes pagan Rome, great controversy, page 438. Spirit of intolerance and persecution manifested by great controversy, page 442. Habitation of men who will become, fifth Bible commentary, page 1136. Satan makes men become, seventh Bible commentary, page 974. Heart of religious powers will appear as a lamp with 7th Bible Commentary, page 975, and Testimonies of the Church, volume 9, page 229. Remnant will feel ire of Maranatha, page 213, paragraph 2. Roar of heard and papal persecution against Waldenses, the great controversy, page 77. persons not turned from their loyalty by prophets and kings, page 591. Satan as is Ra, desire of ages, page 353. Spirit of husband who possess, testimonies of the church, volume 2, page 100. And men who have, testimonies of the church, volume 4, page 246. And here below says, the low horns arose in Western Europe. You see in which countries these they rise up out of, and three that are broken. Continuing, dragon. Not to be stirred unnecessarily, the third selected messages, volume 3, page 103, paragraph 2. Revealed in anger and accusing, desire of ages, page 353. Sunday movement will reveal testimonies of the church, volume 5, page 452. Depths of force of persecution follows, evangelism, page 236. Voice of beginning to be heard, seven file commentary, page 975. Protestantism will speak with, seven file commentary, page 983. War against God's people, why? Because they keep all the Ten Commandments. Testimonies of the Church, Volume 1, page 223. Warring against God's people, rulers are presented by. Testimonies to ministers, page 39. Words of apostates' voice. Second selected messages, page 395. Wrath or ire of remnant church will feel. Prophets and Kings, page 587. Testimonies of the Church, volume 5, page 472-3. Testimonies of the Church, volume 9, page 231. Will be manifest against. The Testimonies of the Church, SDA, volume 3, page 571. Our second word, a serpent shows his subtlety. Serpent, noun, Latin serpent, creeping, serpo, to creep. One, an animal, the order of serpentis, creepers, crawlers, of the class of amphibia. Serpents are amphibious animals, breathing through the mouth by means of lungs only, having tapering bodies without a distinct neck. The jaw is not articulated, but dilatable, and without feet, fins, or ears. Serpents move along the earth by a winding motion, and with the head elevated. Some species of them are the viperous, or rather, oviviparous. Others are oviparous. And several species are venomous. Two, in astronomy, a constellation of the northern hemisphere contained, according to the British catalog, 54 stars. Three, an instrument of music serving as a bass to the cornet or small shawm to sustain a chorus of singers in a large edifice. It is so called for its folds or reeds. Four, figuratively, a subtle or malicious person. Five, mythology, a symbol of the sun. Serpent stones or snake stones are fossil shells of different sizes found in strata of stones and clays. A serpent scripture and spirit of prophecy, serpents. One, in Eden, and two, miscellaneous. In Eden, a fruit-like man. The spiritual gifts, volume 3, page 40, and story of redemption, page 32. Color of brilliant, like burnished gold, Patriarchs and Prophets, page 53, Spiritual Gifts, volume 3, page 40, Second Selected Messages, page 37, Story of Redemption, page 32. Curse became most groveling and detested of creatures, field of Patriarchs and Prophets, page 58, Degraded Beneath All Beasts, Story of Redemption, page 40, Detested by Man, the Story of Redemption, page 40, also, feared and hated by men, beasts, patriarchs, and prophets, page 58. Described, Great Controversy, page 531. Patriarchs and Prophets, pages 53 and 58. Spiritual Gifts, line 3, pages 39 to 40. Story of Redemption, page 32. Did not originally go up on ground. Spiritual Gifts, line 3, page 40. Story of Redemption, page 32. Eve, fascinated by Testimonies of the Church, line 2, page 89. Exalted above beasts of fields, Story of Redemption, page 40. Falsehood uttered by Great Controversy, page 538. The fruit of tree of knowledge of good and evil eaten by Patriarchs and Prophets, pages 53 to 5. In the Story of Redemption, page 32 and 34. And below, picture of the serpent or Satan, deceiving Eve, Satan did not want Adam and Eve to obey Jehovah. So he used a serpent to tell Eve that if she ate the fruit from that tree, she would not die, but she would be like God. Of course, that was a lie. Genesis 3, 1 to 5. Continue with part 2, Serpent. Fruit by, it placed in Eve's hand by Patriarchs and Prophets, page is 55-6. Had no power of speech. Spiritual Gifts, line 3, page 39. Story of Redemption, page 33. Had wings and could fly. Patriarchs and Prophets, page 53. Spiritual Gifts, line 3, pages 39 to 40. And Story of Redemption, page 32. Satan spoke to Eve through in musical voice. Patriarchs and Prophets, page 54. To conceal his identity from Eve, Testimonies of the Church, volume 8, page 294. Satan used as a medium, First Bible Commentary, page 1082-3, Great Controversy, page 531, Patriarchs and Prophets, pages 53-4, and 58, Spiritual Gifts, volume 3, page 39. That's Story of Sanctified Life, page 67, Second Selected Message, this volume, page 37, Story of Redemption, pages 32-340, Testimonies of the Church, volume 3, page 72, Testimonies, Peace of the Church, volume 5, page 698, Sentence Pronounced by God upon Patriarchs and Prophets, page 58, Story of Redemption, pages 39-40, Hope intimated it to man in Prophets and Kings, page 681. Significance of Desire of Ages, page 115. Speaking, Eve lingered wanderingly to hear. Patriarchs and Prophets, page 54. Talking, Eve startled by hearing. Story of Redemption, page 33. Eve's curiosity to hear. Spiritual Gifts, volume 3, page 40. With power speech, Eve astonished at early writings, page 148. And it says in the top corner, in John 8:44, Satan was a liar and the father of it. Part 3, Serpent. Miscellaneous, Aaron's rod became, in Patriarchs and Prophets, page 263-4. Spiritual Gifts, volume 3, pages 205-6. Story of Redemption, page 116. And Testimonies of the Church, volume 5, pages 696-8. Brazen, Christ symbolized by Desire of Ages, page 174-5, and 415-485. Patriarchs and Prophets, page 430-2, 475. Sons and Daughters of God, pages 222, and Testimonies of the Church, volume 4, page 120. Foreshadow of Matter of Christ's Death, Acts of the Apostles, page 226, and Spiritual Gifts, volume 4A, page 42, Lessons taught by Patriarchs and Prophets, page 432, Lifted Up by Moses Before Israel, First Bible Commentary, page 1116, The Desire of Ages, page 174-5, Patriarchs and Prophets, page 430, Spiritual Gifts, volume 4A, page 482, Sons and Daughters of God, page 222, First Selected Messages, page 352, Testimonies of the Church, volume 5, page 202, Testimonies of the Church, volume 8, page 50, Testimonies to Ministers, page 93. No explanation as to how healing could be affected by looking to Desire of Ages, page 175. No Virtue in to Heal, Desire of Ages, page 174. Patriarchs and Prophets, pages 430-2. Spiritual Gifts, volume 4A, page 42. Thousands today need to learn lessons taught by Desire of Ages, page 175. Dharma, which stings to spiritual death.
Medical Ministry.
Oh, thank you, Brother Dick. Medical Ministry, page 112. Cutting of False Teachers Who Manifest Great Controversy, page 521. Egyptian Magicians Made Their Rods Appear Like, the Patriarchs and Prophets, page 264. Spiritual Gifts, volume 3, the page 205-6. Testimonies of the Church, volume 1, page 716. Testimonies of the Church, volume 5, pages 696-7. And By Satan's Power, Patriarchs and Prophets, page 264. Spiritual Gifts, volume 3, page 206. And Testimonies of the Church, volume 5, page 697. Our Four of Serpents. Thousands today need to learn lessons taught by Desire of Ages, page 175. Charma, which stings to spiritual death, Medical Ministry, page 112. Cunning of False Teachers Who Manifest Great Controversy, page 521. Egyptian Magicians Made Their Rods Appear Like, Patriarchs and Prophets, page 264. Spiritual Gifts, volume 3, pages 205-6. Testimonies of the Church, volume 1, page 716. Testimonies of the Church, volume 5, pages 696-7. By Satan's Power, Patriarchs and Prophets, page 264. Spiritual Gifts, volume 3, page 206. Fifth Testimonies, page 697. Fiery, called fiery because they were very poisonous. Patriarchs and Prophets, page 429. Israelites Bitten by Desire of Ages, page 174-5. Patriarchs and Prophets, page 429-434. Sons and Daughters of God, page 222. Spiritual Gifts, volume 4A, page 40-3. First Selected Messages, page 352. Testimonies of the Church, volume 8, page 50. Testimonies to Ministers, page 93. Wilderness of Israel's Wanderings, was infected with. Spiritual Gifts, volume 4A, page 41. Moses Broad Became, Patriarchs and Prophets, page 353. Spiritual Gifts, volume 3, page 192. Testimonies for the Church, volume 5, page 697. Old Wild Qualities, Testimonies, East of the Church, volume 5, page 409. Persons to Grasp It, Which Will Sting Them, Testimonies to Ministers, page 335. Thing Could Not Produce, Patriarchs and Prophets, page 264, Testimonies of the Church, volume 5, page 697. Thing is represented by the temperance. Oh, I got the right book. Temperance, page 283. Satan symbolized by patriarchs and prophets, page 431. Thing of ready to be driven into your heart. Testimonies to the church on 4, page 595. Soldio, Satan's worst quick testimonies to the church on 5, page 384. Trembling bird charmed by.
Councils on Health.
Oh, thank you. Councils on Health, page 459. Evangelism, page 607-68. Testimonies of the Church, volume 5, page 198. Venom Love, Roman Church Concealed, Great Controversy, page 571. Venomous, Shun Flattery As, Evangelism, pages 679-80. With Deadly Sting, Testimonies of the Church, Volume 2, pages 457-8. See also Rattlesnake and Viper, Supplement, Brazen, Lesson of, for those with sin, Our High Calling, page 20, page 20 to Volume, paragraph 2. Look to, in need, not waiting to be perfect. Third Selected Messages, page 449, paragraph 3. Refused by many, I may know him, page 112, volume 3. Lift up, meet up, explain to Nicodemus.
Faith and Works.
Yeah, Faith and Works, page 69, and paragraph 1. Look away from Vita, to Lamb of God. Second, Ministry, Council,
Misery left by slimy trail. TDG?
Oh, my mistake. Mind character, second. Mind, Character, and Personality, Volume 2, page 452, paragraph 2. Misery left by slimy trail of in heart and conscience. This day with God, page 33, paragraph 3. Self-righteous ones described by John the Baptist. This day with God, page 197, paragraph 4. Words that bite like upward look, page 59, paragraph 2. Okay, the third name, Lions. Angels protected Daniel from the Great Controversy, page 512. The Testimonies of the Church, volume 1, page 296. Caged, Impulsive, Temper, Raging Leg, 4 Testimonies, page 92. Christ as of Judah, see Christ, Cruel and Ravenous, Ninevites compared to Prophets and Kings, page 265. Daniel cast into the den of Patriarch, Prophets and Kings, page 39 to page 539 to 48. The Testimonies of the Church, volume 1, pages 295-6. The Testimonies of the Church, volume 5, page 453. David slew while a shepherd. Desire of Ages, page 479. Patriarchs and Prophets, pages 644. Ferocious look of Satan does not always wear. Testimonies of the Church, volume 2, page 287. Ferocity of Satan can work with. Testimonies of the Church, volume 5, page 340. Full grown intemperance compared to.
Okay. child guidance.
Okay, thank you. Child guidance, page 402, and temperance, page 178. Hasty temper as testimonies of the church, volume 2, page 425. Hunting prey, same compared to testimonies of the church, volume 5, pages 397 to 8. Testimonies to ministers, page 333. In New Earth, early writings, page 18. Spiritual gifts, volume 2, page 53. Testimonies of the church, volume 1, page 68. Will lie down with God.
I believe that's My Life Today.
Yes, thank you. My Life Today, page 354. Dickens by Jordan Ripper, Patriarchs and Prophets, page 644, of Intemperance, How Parents May Avoid Having to Handle, Temperance, page 179, Passion Rouses Like It Hearts, Testimonies of the Church, volume 4, page 95, Warren Thing Compared to, Testimonies of the Church, volume 2, page 287 to 409, Testimonies to Ministers, page 333, it says, as in some of these pictures, Jesus Christ, the Lion of the Tribe of Judah, Lion of the Tribe of Judah, Judah below, and Satan, like a roaring lion, below says, the wolf will live if walk. And it says in John 44, next to the picture of Satan, there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. John 8:44. Our third word, a lion shows his strength. Lion, noun, Latin, leo, leonis, Greek. One, a quadruped of the genus Felis, very strong, fierce, and rapacious. The largest lions are 8 or 9 feet in length. The male has a thick head, beset with a long, bushy hair of a yellowish color. The lion is a native of Africa and the warm climates of Asia. His aspect is noble, his gait stately, and his roar tremendous. Two, a sign of the zodiac, Leo. A lion is scripture and spirit of prophecy. Satan does not always come as testimonies of the church, volume 4, page 207. Samson slew. Patriarchs and Prophets, page 564. Satan can exchange Laura for softest whisper. Testimonies of the church, volume 2, page 287. Satan raged like change when Christ was on earth. Great controversy, page 514. Spoiled with lamb in Eden. Patriarchs and Prophets, page 50. And Spiritual Gifts, volume 3, page 35. Story of Redemption, page 22. Symbol of Tribe of Judah, Patriarchs and Prophets, page 236. Supplement, Den of Christ was with Daniel in Our High Calling, page 257, paragraph 3. Peaceful in the New Earth, Maranatha, page 355. Paragraph 4, warranting may come as Our High Calling, page 132, paragraph 5. This has to give you a lion's life. This is our next slide. What is a pride review? Lions are unique among cats in that they live in a group or pride. The members of a pride typically spend the day in several scattered groups that may unite to hunt or share a meal. A pride consists of several generations of lionesses, some of which are related to a smaller number of breeding males and their cubs. The group may consist as a few as 4 or as many as 37 members, but about 15 is the average size. Each pride has a well-defined territory consisting of a core area that is strictly defended against intruding lions and a fringe area where some overlap is tolerated. Where prey is abundant, a territory area may be as small as 20 square kilometers or 8 square miles. but its game is sparse. It may cover up to 400 square kilometers. Some prides have been known to use the same territory for decades, passing the area on between females. Lions proclaim their territory by roaring and by scent marking. Their distinctive roar is generally delivered in the evening before a night's hunting, and again before getting up at dawn. Males also proclaim their presence by urinating on bushes, trees, or simply on the ground, leaving a pungent scent behind. Defecation and rubbing against bushes leave different scent markings. Information from www.britannica.com/animal/lion. The life of the African lion. The life of the African lion, scientific name is Panthera leo, is a literal race for survival. They stake their lives and the lives of their pride mates on their ability to win high-speed races against prey and over again. But left to speed and strength alone, they'd have no chance. Thus, lions employ a complex strategy to literally stay one step ahead. If you're lucky enough to spot a lion hunt on safari, you're in for a treat. It's an action-packed and extremely memorable snapshot of a circle of life. It usually happens in four phases. Let's break them down one at a time. For information from How the Lions Hunt with Thompson Safaris. Thornton Safaris. The vulnerable beginning. A lion's life begins in a secluded den, hidden away from the rest of the pride. After a gestation period of approximately 110 days, a lion typically gives birth to a litter of 1 to 4 cubs. Newborn cubs are blind, helpless, and weigh about 1.5 kilograms or 3 pounds, relying entirely on their mother for warmth, nourishment, and protection. Their eyes usually open around 1 week old. They begin to walk within 10 to 15 days. For their first 6 to 8 weeks, the mother keeps her cubs hidden, often moving them between dens to avoid predators. This early phase is fraught with danger. Only about 1 in 8 cubs survives to adulthood due to predation, illness, and starvation. Once the cubs are approximately 8 weeks old, the lioness introduces them and to the rest of the pride, where they begin to socialize. Information was the full cycle of a lion, biology, and sites. Growing up in the pride. As lion cubs integrate into the pride, they learn essential survival skills. They are typically weaned around 6 months of age, transitioning from milk to meat, which the adult lionesses bring back to the pride. Play is a significant part of their learning as cubs engage in mock fights, chasing, and pouncing, which helps develop their physical strength, coordination, and hunting techniques. They also learn by observing adult behaviors, including stalking prey. By around 1 year old, cubs can begin participating in simple hunts alongside adults, though they are not yet independent. Male cubs start to show early signs of mating growth, which continues to develop as they mature. Mating maturities reach around 2 to 3 years of age. Young males are often forced to leave their birth pride to prevent competition with the dominant males, either alone or forming coalitions. Females usually remain with their natal pride, contributing to hunting and cub rearing. Lions reach full maturity around 3 to 4 years of age, entering their prime in the pride structure. Adult females or lionesses are the primary hunters, working cooperatively to bring down prey, which is a key advantage of their socialism. They're also responsible for raising cubs, often communally sharing the care and nursing duties within the pride. This cooperative approach enhances cub survival rates. Adult males, often coalitions of 2 to 9 individuals, primarily focus on defending the pride's territory and ensuring reproductive success. They mark their territory through roaring and scent marking, warning off rival males, protecting access to resources and pride females. Reproduction occurs throughout the year, with females being receptive for a few days within their reproductive cycle, during which a pair may mate frequently, which helps stimulate ovulation. Summary, the final years. The lifespan of a wild lion ranges from 10 to 14 years, though females generally live longer than males. Males face a shorter lifespan, often due to the demanding nature of defending the pride in territorial battles. As lions age, they experience a gradual decline in physical prowess. Their teeth wear down, impacting their ability to hunt effectively, and muscle mass diminishes, reducing their strength and speed. Older lions become more susceptible to injury and disease. For male lions, this physical decline often leads to challenges from younger rivals, which can result in being driven out of the pride and forced into a solitary existence. Ousted males frequently face starvation due to their inability to hunt alone. While females may continue to be supported by their pride, natural causes of death for lions in the wild often include starvation, severe injuries from fights or prey, and diseases. Our reference reading of our lesson, Mammals of the Bible Review, taken from our study book, The Desire of Ages, Chapter 40, An Eye on the Lake, Part 6. Continue. When trouble comes upon us, often we are like Peter. We look upon the waves instead of keeping our eyes fixed upon the Savior. Our footsteps slide, and the proud waters go over our souls. Jesus did not bid it Peter come to him that he should perish. He does not call us to follow him and then forsake us. Fear not, he says, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name. Thou art mine. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned. Neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. For I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Savior. Isaiah 43, 1-3. Jesus read the character of his disciples. He knew how sorely their faith was to be tried. In this incident on the sea, he desired to reveal to Peter his own weakness, to show that his safety was of constant dependence upon divine power. Amid the storms of temptation, he could walk safely only as in utter self-distrust. He should rely upon the Savior. It was on the point where he thought himself strong that Peter was weak. And not until he discerned his weakness could he realize his need of dependence upon Christ. Next slide. Had he learned the lesson that Jesus sought to teach him in that experience on the sea, he would not fail when the great test came upon him. Day by day, God instructs his children by the circumstances of the daily life. He is preparing them to act their part upon that wider stage to which his providence has appointed them. It is the issue of the daily test that determines their victory or defeat in life's great crises. Those who fail to realize their constant dependence upon God will be overcome by temptation. We may now suppose that our feet stand secure and that we shall never be moved. We may say with confidence, I know in whom I believe. Nothing can shake my faith in God and in his word. But Satan is planning to take advantage of our hereditary and cultivated traits of character to blind our eyes to our own necessities and defects. Only through realizing our own weakness and looking steadfastly unto Jesus, we can walk securely. No sooner had Jesus taken his place in the boat than the wind ceased, and immediately the ship was at the land whither they went. The night of horror succeeded by the light of dawn. The disciples and others who also were on board bowed at the feet of Jesus with their hearts, saying, of a truth, thou art the Son of God. Desire of Ages, page 382, paragraphs 1-5. Our three bonus questions, you can find the answers in the Bible, the lesson book itself, even in Desire of Ages. Review. 1. When Peter took his eyes from Jesus, what happened? The answer is in Matthew 14:30. 2. What did Peter cry out? The answer is also Matthew 14:30. 3, what did Jesus do and say? The answer is in Matthew 14:31. Our closing hymn for our Torah study is entitled, Blessed Be the Tie That Binds. Feel free to sing a verse.
Blessed be the ties that bind our hearts in Christian love, the fellowship of kindred mine is like to that above.
Before our Father's throne, we pour our ardent prayers, our fears, our hopes, our aims are one, our comforts and our cares.
We share our mutual woes, our mutual burdens bear, and often, and oft for each other flows. I've lost the tune. Somebody else do that right.
Woes, our mutual burdens bear, and often for each other flows the sympathizing tear.
When we are called to hope, it gives us inward pain, but we shall still be joined in heart and hope to meet again.
If we can kneel as possible as we go boldly to the throne of grace. Righteous and Heavenly Father, as we come before Thee, Lord, to give You thanks and praises on the closing of our study, I pray, dear Lord, that now that we have the listing of how these three names that are used in the Bible and the spirit of prophecy, it will help the parents and the children that they may be acquainted, Father Jesus. There's so many misinformation in the internet and different other channels. And we pray that our children, parents will have the time to be able to just take any of the topic that they are interested in to find out, especially the time now that they have so many things concerning the dragons and the serpent. Let the children and the parents be able to see what thus said the Lord says, not only in the word of God, but also in the spirit of prophecy and the symbol that will be used. Father, I pray that You may continue being with us, Father. We pray that You may be able to go before our children, to put the edge around them wherever they may be, Father Jesus. I pray that they may continue to study to show that they can be able to stand in these days, Father. I also pray for all of us, Father, that we can be able to help one another in whatever area that we may need to make ourselves useful, Father. For there is going to be a time that we may not have the internet, and wherever we are supposed to be located, to the glory of God, we may have the resources that we may continue in this narrow path. We ask forgiveness for any sin that we have committed in this body, Father Jesus, and to plead the blood of Christ to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Please, dear Lord, put the edge around your remnant family, wherever they may be, especially when they are scattered, to be able to share and go to remote places in this world to give this loud cry and this beautiful plan of salvation, Father Jesus. We thank you and we love you for being with us, Father. May you continue with us through the other two services, Father. And may you be with the speaker and with each of our hearts is my prayer. This is my prayer in Jesus' precious and holy name. Amen. Next week, we will continue with part 4, which is the last part of our chapter, A Day of Judgment, from our study book, The Story of Jesus. So that will be held March 28, 2026. That will be part 4, chapter 31, entitled A Day of Judgment. May you all have a wonderful rest of the Sabbath, dear ones, and God bless.